Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola High School Counselor Jory Coughlin about visiting colleges.
Well, despite summer being here, it's never too early to think about going off to college for the incoming seniors for next year, or the 2019-2020 juniors. So talk a little bit about what those juniors who are going to be seniors should start thinking about now if they want to start applying for colleges or making that decision.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk about this, because this is really an important time for our incoming seniors to start thinking about the college process. Actually encourage kids to start applying to schools, and all applications are now done online. So you just want to go to your school website. It will say admission, or sometimes right there on the website, it'll say apply here, and click on that part on the website and start your applications. And you can apply to more than one school. You don't have to just go one school. In fact, we suggest you apply to different schools, because sometimes you might change your mind, or you might get a better financial aid package from one school. But I always suggest trying to get in early, because especially a lot of schools will choose your housing based on how early you apply. So the sooner you apply, the better your housing. And especially if you're going to one of those, like Iowa State or Iowa, it's good to get the housing you want. So that's why we start off with, you can start your application process. And as far as touring, it's good for sophomores, even freshmen, to maybe start taking a look at colleges. And right now with COVID, it may be hard to actually schedule, but I would get in touch with those colleges, again, through email, through the websites, and see if they're giving college tours. If not, you can always do one virtually, or get in contact with an admissions counselor to have them answer questions for you of the colleges that you're interested in.
Something that was really intimidating to me, it turned out to be really easy, was how do I obtain my transcripts? What do I do about financial aid information? And there are plenty of people to go out and help you with that. So talk about kind of the resources, or who I should even talk to if I'm not sure who to talk to about what.
Well, I think the first person that you need to get in contact with is your high school counselor. So at Indianola High School, you can just email us. We have an extended contract, so we'll be checking, your counselors will be checking their emails. As another great resource that you can go to is the Iowa College Access Network, ICANN Iowa, and they have a lot of resources to help you with your financial aid, with college searches, all of that. But no, I would definitely get in contact with your high school counselor to get a copy of your transcript. That transcript can't be sent because it needs to be official to the college, but it definitely will have all of that information that you need, like your GPA, how many credits you've had, your ACT if you've taken that. All of that information would be on that transcript. So just contact your school counselor.
Well, and I know another thing for juniors is, and maybe talking to a counselor can help, is I'm not sure of where to go. I think it's a big decision in life. So where should, I guess, juniors, or even like you mentioned, sophomores and freshmen, obviously go to that support system to talk about making that decision?
Right. That's one of the hardest things. And it's hard to, I know as a parent, it was hard to get my kids to even go on to those college visits. But it's just good to get out there and take a look at different colleges. And that's why I always suggest go to a big school, maybe one of the Regent schools, and then also maybe take a look at one of our private colleges. We have one right here in Indianola with Simpson. Take a look at one of those, or maybe like mid-level, something that is like Northwest Missouri State. It's not too far, but it's a mid-level type college in Maryville, Missouri. It's good just to go out and look. Again, I would go into that ICANN, Iowa College Access Network. They have some great college searches out there, but can't suggest to get the process started as soon as possible, because it slips up on you. Especially all of a sudden it's your junior, senior year and you haven't done any searches or haven't thought about it. it's great to get started early.
Well, what advice would you give to parents of, you know, maybe 8th, 9th, 10th grade students right now to kind of help that process along and kind of maybe do things together or talk about some perspective there for some parents?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say, guess what? You know, if you're out on a college, I'm sorry, if you're out on a trip or if you're visiting family, maybe there's a college in that area. You know, start the discussions early. Start thinking about it. Just plant the seeds early. Talk about, you know, what kind of classes did you take? Where's your interest lie? It's you know, it's hard for kids to make decisions. You know, I'm sure, Andrew, you were like me. You changed your mind about 15 times of what you wanted to do from the time you were an eighth grader until you actually became an adult. But it's good to start the discussion and start the process early. Like I said, if you're just driving into Des Moines, maybe you're going by Drake University or Grandview, and talk about that and talk about maybe looking things online. There's so many resources out there, but it's never too early to start that discussion.
Once again, that was Counselor Jory Coughlin with Indianola High School. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.